Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Thank you for joining us. It is Wednesday, the 25th day of September, 2013, and Congressman, Senator Ted Cruz is on track to have one of the longest filibusters in congressional and senatorial history. In fact, we're going to go to a live feed of him. He's set to wrap it up at noon Eastern. It is noon Eastern, one afternoon right now. So let's hear what could be the end, because they're claiming under Senate rules they can shut him down now. I've got to say, folks, I really respect Senator Ted Cruz. I didn't know Senator Ted Cruz when he was running in Texas. We interviewed him once. I wish I would have gotten to know him better. I've known Rand Paul forever, so I absolutely endorse him. I know he's a great guy, and, of course, he's proving that. But Ted Cruz is really amazing. It's hard to talk for 20-plus hours. And, I mean, my problem would be wanting to sit down and obviously wanting to use the bathroom. They're doing closing prayer. Let's go to it. Here's Senator Cruz.
The righteous avail much. During this challenging season, give our senators the wisdom to make full and complete their commitment to serve the American people. Equip our lawmakers with the power to clearly discern right from wrong, so that integrity will govern their words and actions. Lord, make them this day sentinels on the walls of freedom, worthy of the power and responsibility they exercise. Guide and sustain them in the great unfinished task of achieving peace, justice, and understanding.
21 hours, folks.
Among all people.
He just finished. It's being ended with a prayer.
We pray in your great name. Amen.
And again, obviously, that's not Senator Ted Cruz. That's the chaplain of the Senate. Let's go back now to the feed. Oh, now Harry Reid jumps in.
We all admire the senator from Texas for his wanting to talk.
Harry Reid is now the most unpopular politician in America, according to Gallup.
I'm not sure we learned anything new. The things that he talked about have been talked about before.
They're absolutely beside themselves.
In fact, endlessly. But it's been interesting to watch. But, Ms. President, for lack of a better way of describing this, it has been a big waste of time. The government is set to shut down in a matter of hours.
You're trying to shut America down, you little turd.
Government will close. And it's a shame we're standing here.
There's Emperor Palpatine.
Wasted perhaps 2 days.
Oh, trying to force a defunding of an unconstitutional bill that 70-some percent of Americans hate?
We need to pass very quickly and send it back to the House of Representatives. They're waiting for us to act. Mr. President,
this is where he acts like Cruz is being obstructionist, when he's only trying to make them repeal a bill that's totally evil and totally unpopular.
Some people's minds to delay and stall and try not to get anything done.
Your criminal actions?
Before, Mr. President, I do believe that what we have here.
All right, folks, we have it taped. We're going to come back and play the last 5 minutes of Ted Cruz's speech and some of the highlights and then all the other big news. It is just crazy what's going on. But we obviously covered yesterday 19 to 17% approval rating for government, trust in government, Gallup poll. I think it's lower than that. I'm telling you, there is a collapse in confidence in these shysters. We'll be right back.
Introducing Pro One. All of your filtration in one system, portable, on the go. No more do you have two or three filters to just reduce sodium fluoride. You have a system that cuts out the sodium fluoride and up to 95% of hydrofluorosilicic acid. Advanced manufacturing technology combines silver impregnated white ceramic with new Aquamedics advanced media for removal of fluoride and other heavy metals, all in one filter element. It is the only one that does it, and out of the gate, we have it discounted at 10% off with promo code WATER. This is the only system that in one unit helps reduce or remove pesticides, herbicides, chloramines, ammonia, and chlorine. Hydrofluorosilicic acid, the most common form of fluoride not covered by other fluoride filter brands, and sodium hexafluorosilicate. Get your Pro Pure with a new Pro One filter today at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling 888-253-3139.
Did you ever look at the stains in your coffee cup and then realize that's exactly what happens to your teeth? PowerSwabs is the 5-minute solution to get your teeth white without visiting the dentist. This is John Greenhut, the CEO of PowerSwabs. And if your teeth are stained from coffee, tea, or smoking, all it takes is 5 minutes with PowerSwabs. In 5 minutes, you'll see an average of 2 shades whiter teeth, and in 7 days, 6 shades. It's clinically proven to whiten natural teeth as well as caps and veneers. The secret is a tooth detergent that was developed by Dr. Martin Ginniger that lifts stains off of your teeth. Best of all, there's no messy strips or trays that you have to leave in your mouth for an hour. Just swab your teeth for 5 minutes and you're done. To try PowerSwabs risk-free, dial 1-800-960-9553. That's 1-800-960-9553. I guarantee your bright white smile will have your friends, family, and coworkers talking about how great you look. Try it risk-free today. 1-800-960-9553. That's 1-800-960-9553.
Do you live with stress? If you have nervousness or common everyday anxiety, we're looking for you. Because right now we're sending risk-free supplies of a fast-acting supplement to listeners of this station. You heard right. Every listener who calls right now will learn how to get a risk-free bottle of Stress Block, a naturally derived formula that promotes feelings of calmness, focus, and well-being in a great-tasting chewable. Supplies for this risk-free offer are limited, so don't wait. Just call 1-800-547-8490. Stress Block is a fast-acting, non-prescription formula to support relaxation without causing drowsiness. Your nervousness is guaranteed to begin fading like magic in no time. This special risk-free offer is for listeners of this station, but it won't last. Call us now for this exclusive Stress Block risk-free offer. Just call 1-800-547-8490. That's 1-800-547-8490. Call 1-800-547-8490.
It's always a tough vote because the average person thinks raising the debt ceiling must mean that we're running up our debt. Raising the debt ceiling, which has been done over 100 times, does not increase our debt. It does not somehow promote profligacy. All it does is it says you got to pay the bills that you've already racked up, Congress.
Just now, pay today. Got me your pocket full of change.
You're listening to the Alex Jones Show.
Ladies and gentlemen, do you know what you're seeing right now in the U.S. Senate and in the 50 states of our once great republic? You're seeing the ghost of the republic rise again. The question is, will it fully reconstitute itself, and will the republic, like the phoenix rising from the ashes, be reborn? And will it be reborn in the fire of counter-revolution against the globalists, who are revolutionaries and who have seized the central government and are waging war against the final foundations of the republic? Because if they can fully destroy those foundations, it is those foundations that made this country great from which the spirit of liberty may rise again. You saw the big Gallup poll out yesterday, as low as 17. The average was 19% across the board, confidence and trust in government. Congress has a 10% approval rating, the lowest approval rating in Congress is in the Senate for the man known as Harry Reid. The Catholic Church is moving to basically excommunicate or not give communion to Nancy Pelosi for promoting partial birth abortion. I mean, that's just another example of all over the place, different groups, organizations are getting on the offense against evil. If you won't stand up for children, you won't stand up for anybody. It's just that simple. But that's another issue I'm going to be getting into later in the broadcast today. Senator Ted Cruz, hailing from Texas, so proud that he's from Texas, so proud that I didn't know him, so I didn't trust him. Didn't say I thought he was a bad guy. Said I thought he was a lot better than the snake that he was running against, David Dewhurst, who we know is mooey bad. And so we supported him, but held our nose and did it because of some of the CFR connections via his wife. We have really seen Senator Ted Cruz prove that he's following every promise he gave. He's right up there with Rand Paul now, in my mind. And it takes a real man to be able to talk 21 hours standing up, not going to the bathroom, not sitting down, and staying very eloquent throughout. As you could tell, he was really struggling towards the end. 21 hours. And he eloquently, I mean, I couldn't sleep and woke up at like 4 o'clock in the morning, was watching it on the computer, and I worked till midnight last night on the Obama deception and then went home and couldn't sleep and watched it. And he was just speaking from the heart and eloquent. And then the Democratic senators were there just sniping and attacking and lying. And the Republican leadership has been criticizing Cruz. And a lot of Republican senators didn't support him because they're owned by the same offshore banks that own the insurance companies that wrote Obamacare, Scamacare, Fraudcare, double your premium care or more, designed to implode the country. Because then they will preside over the implosion. They're the big mega banks and corporations that are exempt from everything. It's so simple. They shut everybody off but them. That's why I talk about Warren Buffett lobbying for Obamacare, lobbying for tax increases on what he called rich people, folks making $30,000 a year or more, when he's exempt from everything because he's an insider. On record, he's exempt and the biggest recipient of the banker bailout. Personally, and his company, I start mentioning that and I literally go into a controlled rage because this is a criminal. And he's one of the guys over Obama, and it's so obvious to anyone that knows about history, economics, anything, and the public still doesn't understand even one micron. But the public does know enough now that Gallup, as low as 17% trust in government, the average of Republicans, Democrats, and independents, you know how they ask the questions, is 19%. You want to know why they like to stage terror attacks, folks, or let terrorists attack us? The highest it's been in modern history was on 9/11, 60%. Now it's 19 and falling. The New World Order with their little crown, their little control freak is going down, ladies and gentlemen. Going down. Falling fast. And their attitude is a helter-skelter attitude. They say, hey, we're coming down fast, but we're miles above you. And that is the spirit of evil right there that we're talking about. In that they don't care if everything's wrecked and destroyed as long as they're on top of it. They'd rather rule in hell than serve in heaven. They think it's better to burn out than fade away. When the truth is, you don't fade away when you do the right thing. Humanity continues and gets better, and you care about other people, and you care about their future, and you care about the continuum of human struggle, not about the psychopathic instinct to dominate everything that's more beautiful or more intelligent than you. a diseased, hyper-competitive gang metastasization where gangs get control and rule by brute force and fraud instead of ruling by virtue and ruling by beauty and ruling by honor and ruling by strength and ruling by example and development and architecture. When I look at young, innocent children and see the disease and the shade of ashen death upon them from all the bio and chemical weapons they've been under, and then I look at protected children that haven't had vaccines and don't have GMOs, they look like children in old movies from the 30s and 40s. They look, you know, they look happy and sweet like Hansel and Gretel compared to the walking dead we see out there, and these parents can't even see that their kids have been absolutely soft-killed. I mean, it's a Twilight Zone episode to go outside my office and to go out there and see what's happening in this world. And to just witness how unconscious people are that serve the system and believe in it. But it's less than 20% any way you slice it now, buy it. And that's what I've been telling you before all these polls came out. And I'm not saying that to go, oh, I'm smart, listen to me. I'm saying that to explain to people, I know what I'm talking about. Okay, I've studied history. I've studied trends. I've read the Globalist Dome publications. I am more dedicated and more focused than most people that are politically active and involved. And I know what I'm talking about. And even though I get up here and talk about a lot of really hardcore things on air, I'm only telling you this information because it's the truth. And I'm only telling you this information because only facing the full truth is going to allow us to turn this civilization around. The good news here is that there is a mass awakening. People are awake. But just because you hear a wreck outside your house or you hear fire engines outside your house and you wake up, it doesn't mean you've opened the window up and ascertained exactly what's happening yet. So America is awake, sitting up in the bed, rubbing the sleep out of their eyes, getting the glass of water off the table, putting our collective hand on our lower back and trying to get the crick out of it. And we need to leap up and run and open the window and see what's happening. I already went, opened the window, went outside 20-something years ago, found out what was happening, and I've been banging on people's doors going, man, there's World War III going on out here. How can you not hear this? How can you not be awake? How can you not be involved? Look at the treason. Look at the corruption. Look at the classical tyranny. The authoritarianism growing, we're all in danger. And now, finally, people are really, really awake, but they still are trying to figure out exactly what's going on. And we know what's going on. And it's so deep and so nasty that one has to really marvel at it. But you don't want to get caught like a deer in the headlights. The good news is, we've been the frontline shock troops here at InfoWars.com. Our listeners have been the shock troops, being made fun of, being attacked, being demonized, as the system desperately said we were terrorists and racist and dangerous and don't listen to us and we're behind terrorism. And you mean you've seen it, you've read it, because the globalists don't even want their own minions listening to us. Because their own minions are compartmentalized, and they listen to this show. They know what I'm talking about. It's real, because they're intelligent, but they've been compartmentalized. And they realize, oh, this is really the big picture, and they see what sitting ducks they are. And how there's no future, and they're starting to look at their kids. They're starting to look at their nephews and nieces. They're starting to look at their family. They're starting to look at themselves. And realizing this deal with the devil is not going to end at a good place. So the world is at the crossroads. We've now entered it. I've told you we've been approaching it. We've now entered the crossroads, the event horizon. It's just going to get crazier from here. You're going to see incredibly good things happen. You're going to see incredibly bad things happen. You're going to see the best and worst. It's the best of times. It's the worst of times. And it's all coming up live, straight ahead.
So, you've decided to get prepared. You're not sure that a case of ramen and a couple of granola bars under your bed will cut it as long-term food storage anymore. You're in luck. At Emergency Essentials, we have all the resources to get you started. From three-day emergency bug-out bags to year supplies of food and everything in between. Call Emergency Essentials at 800-999-1863 or visit BePrepared.com. The choice is clear. Be unprepared or BePrepared.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Time and time again.
You need to come here and help us. We need assistance. Please.
Those we should be able to depend on let us down.
Federal and state and local officials saying help is on the way. Well, the folks here in Bell Harbor say show me.
Don't depend on the government to save you. Take action now so that you're prepared for the next disaster with MyPatriotSupply.com. Get the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Call 866-229-0927.
We are hurting down here and we need help immediately.
Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Turn your food waste into fertilizer. That's right. Turn your food waste into fertilizer with the Bokashi Kits from Terraganics.com. Stop breaking your back turning those big piles of food waste and stop attracting a bunch of unwanted pests and flies. Recycle your leftover vegetable peels, eggshells, coffee grounds, bread, pizza crusts, and more with no foul smells, heavy lifting, or turning. It's easy. Finally, a way to recycle all of your food waste safely and effectively. Bokashi Kits turn food waste into fertilizer in as fast as 2 weeks, so it takes less time to create nutrient-rich humus for your garden or crops. No turning and no obnoxious odors. Recycle all your food wastes. It's as easy as 1, 2, 3. See the Bokashi system and order your Bokashi kit online at Terraganics.com. Spelled TerraGanix.com. Terraganics.com. Or call 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
It's time for a home security quiz. What effective home security device is smaller than a coffee cup, fakes out burglars into thinking someone is home at your house while you're away, plugs into any wall outlet, is recommended by many police departments, and sells for less than $30? Yes, it's fake TV. This year, about one in every 50 U.S. homes will have a break-in, with burglars usually picking the easy target, a dark house that looks like no one is home. Fake TV is a small electronic security device that makes it look like someone is home watching TV by simulating the light from a real TV. Fake TV could be the difference between coming home to a secure house or one that's been ransacked. To get your fake TV for only $29.95 with free shipping, go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. That's 877-532-5388 or go to faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
Dr. Jerome Corsi is going to be joining us again with the incredible information documenting the fact that Obama is arming Al-Qaeda worldwide and is connected to groups that attacked a Nairobi mall there in Kenya. We criticize the Saudi Arabian government offering and being on record already paying for the Al-Qaeda forces all over the Middle East, North Africa. And I predicted that they would try to censor that video. It's titled Breaking Obama's link to Kenyan mall massacre revealed. And it says the following content has been identified by YouTube community. Yeah, that just like if the community identifies a Fox sportscaster for not being for same-sex marriage, he was fired. Again, this is the new fascism, the new authoritarianism. The following content has been identified by the YouTube community as being potentially offensive or graphic. By the way, it's not. Paul Watson's doing an article. Viewer discretion is advised. On my smartphone, my little spy phone, my little globalist imperial probe droid that I carry along with me, keep your friends close, your enemies closer. It doesn't even let me watch it. I have screenshots of that. But here you can continue on to see the evil flagged info. And it's got trolls in there threatening to kill us. I guess they turned off comments. I've never seen Dave do that. I don't ever turn off comments. I let them just run wild. I don't ever see Dave that posts the videos on that channel. It used to be a volunteer channel, actually, close comments. Call Dave. Tell him, open him back up. I mean, let the trolls call for killing me and everything. Whatever. The Valkyries only smile on those who do not fear death. Old Norse saying. There's another old Norse saying. Cattle die and kinsmen die. But I know there's one thing that never dies, and that's the fame of a dead man's deeds. But continuing, my friends, as I said to the crew this morning, you have to own death until you don't fear it anymore. It's just like in V for Vendetta, whenever he's put her in the mock concentration camp, which was actually one of the old concentration camps, and then she says, go ahead, execute me. I'm not going to turn in my friends. And he goes, you're free now. You have no more fear. And that's what it's all about. And if we have that attitude of victory, nothing can stand against us. If God be with us, who can stand against us? The globalists are scared. Harry Reid's scared. Obama's scared. The Clintons are scared. Benghazi's coming out. We had a whistleblower on yesterday, and Kit Daniels is doing a story on this. It should have already been national news all over the country. He's a famous whistleblower from Iran-Contra and before that, the Church Committee hearings, and still flies arms for the CIA. He was in an airbase doing it yesterday. And he said he talked to a high-level NATO official, Tosh Plumley, and that it was State Department shipping arms to there, not just giving him Gaddafi arms. And concurring with the analysis I had from Pentagon sources that are scared to come on air, that he was ordered to be killed because of communiques where the State Department, the ambassador, was saying this is a bad idea. Just like the Joint Chiefs of Staff have said it's a bad idea, on record to arm al-Qaeda. Now, that was a hit, folks. And the military's listening. They know that. And we had Tosh Plumley on. This isn't rumors that it was an arms deal. We know there were arms there now. We told you that a week after it happened. And 9 months after, you know, stop in a year plus. But 9 months after, mainstream news reported exactly what we said. My point is, we don't get up here and make stuff up. If we have a high-level source that nukes came out of mothballs out of Dyess Air Force Base and disappeared to the East Coast, it happened. If we tell you that the Navy SEAL families think their sons were murdered 2 years ago, we told you that 2 years ago with the whole fake Bin Laden announcement, and then now they're all over the news saying exactly what I said and saying day one, that's what, I mean, we don't make this stuff up. And I just want you to understand, when you're watching and listening to this show, this is the most cutting-edge, wild liberty transmission out there, committed, not compromising, not playing both sides, hammer down, fly in the trench of the Death Star, folks. This is not a game, okay? We're under attack. We have guests that get killed on a routine basis. DC Madam, the list goes on and on. Gary Webb, you see other journalists being whacked, Hastings. This is not a game. And I'm not trying to freak people out there. I just want you to know, you're listening to a transmission that's all in, just like Ted Cruz is all in, just like Rand Paul and Ron Paul are all in, coming out saying, looks like it staged terror attacks, we're working with al-Qaeda, looks like al-Qaeda staged this, Pat Buchanan, Rush Limbaugh, Glenn Beck, Michael Savage, all coming out. Now Hannity, I was watching him last night, sounds like me. We are moving the agenda. We are taking control. To use another Norse analogy, Beowulf has the arm of Grendel. That's the spirit of America reawakening that could pull 1,000 Grendel arms out. We have it, and Grendel's now scared as he feels the arm being leveraged to be torn out. And Grendel's very dangerous right now, but all we got to do is decide to tear his arm out, and his arm will tear free, and he will crawl back to mama.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Why does the United States spend the largest percentage of GDP in the world on healthcare? Why do we have the highest cancer rates on the planet? The highest rates of diabetes, autism, and every other major disease? It all comes down to one thing. We are what we eat. Our food is devoid of nutrition and processed with poisons and additives. Our water is filled with toxic poisons and big pharma runoff. All of this has been engineered by design. We can turn the tide against the eugenicist by giving ourselves the nutrients our body desperately needs. To learn more, visit InfoWarsHealth.com. The site is literally packed with audio and video featuring top health professionals who don't bow down to Big Pharma. The fight against the New World Order starts with you, and you can't stand against the machine if you're sick, tired, and obese. When you visit InfoWarsHealth.com, be sure and check out the catalog with nearly 400 life-changing products, and get free shipping when you sign up for AutoShip.
September is National Preparedness Month in the U.S., and it's National Savings Month at Freeze Dry Guy. Are you prepared to save? All Mountain House freeze-dried foods in number 10 cans are now 40% off at freezedryguy.com. These long-lasting foods for emergency preparedness with a guaranteed 25-year shelf life are 40% off at freezedryguy.com. These easy foods for camping, backpacking, hunting, and sailing are 40% off at freezedryguy.com. These delicious foods, freeze-dried to lock in the taste, aroma, and freshness, are 40% off at freezedryguy.com. All cans of Mountain House freeze-dried meats, entrees, fruits, and veggies are 40% off at freezedryguy.com. Be prepared and save 40% now through September 30th at freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD.
Big business has discovered the preparedness market, and that makes it difficult to know where to go and who to trust. MyPatriotSupply.com is owned and operated by patriots just like you, has the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more. MyPatriotSupply.com has old-fashioned values and the absolute best customer service in the industry. Look for the deal of the day, unique affordable survival supplies that fit anyone's budget. Get same-day shipping on all orders and free shipping on orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927, 866-229-0927, or visit MyPatriotSupply.com for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence. Shop with a name you know and a name you can trust. Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Take you live to the Central Texas Command Center in the heart of the resistance. It's Alex Jones.
Monday through Friday from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. Central Time. We're here live back weeknight, 7 o'clock Central. InfoWars Nightly News. I want to open the phones up specifically for callers to give us your take on Ted Cruz's historical 21-hour filibuster. And then we've got a Central Florida chairman of Veterans for Peace, which is a good anti-war group. I've known Don Darling and others. He was a submarine, nuclear submarine commander here in Austin. I got to know him. He's been a guest many times. We should work on getting him back on, exposing the whole police state situation and what the military has been turned into. But Veterans for Peace at the grassroots has been trying, from a left perspective, but not even really left, just an anti-war constitution perspective, to impeach Obama, but the head of Veterans for Peace has been blocking it. So at the bottom of the next hour, we're going to have folks from Veterans for Peace come on air and expose what's going on. Just as Ted Cruz went after the Republican leadership for helping write Obamacare and for helping to get it passed and for being traitorous against the Constitution. That's how you could take over the Republican Party with libertarian constitutionalists manned by people like Bongino running for Congress up in the 6th District of Maryland and so many others. There are hundreds of people running for federal positions. There are thousands running for state positions and winning all over the place. And imagine if we hadn't gotten behind Rand Paul 4 years ago or 3 years ago. Imagine if we hadn't gotten behind Ted Cruz a couple years ago. Imagine if we wouldn't have done that. If we hadn't gotten behind Ron Paul, the libertarian option to crony capitalism and corruption would not be out there. It's key during this collapse to point out who did it, who was behind it, so that we don't get the blame. They're trying to blame capitalism and free market on what's happened. History is replete. Capitalism and a real free market creates oceans of jobs, oceans of upward mobility, just cornucopias of wealth. The problem is it then produces decadence. That's the only bad byproduct. And then people become decadent, and they become debtors, they become scammers, and things collapse. There is a problem with freedom. It creates such wealth that even a small government can skim tons of money off the top of infrastructure and then grows into a monster. See, government knows if it cut taxes like Kennedy cut taxes by 50% in one bracket, 30% in the other brackets. And tax receipts, you can look this up, doubled in 1 year. Doubled. Government doesn't want double tax receipts. The big banks and insiders running things, they're all exempt. Totally exempt in most cases, or partially exempt, with the loopholes, the set-asides, all of it. That's on record. They write the tax code. So they want their competition shut down. I cannot say that enough. And I'm telling you, I was talking about this 18 years ago, and only the John Birch Society was talking about it then, and Ron Paul. Now I can tune into C-SPAN during debates and hear the few good senators talking just like their more eloquent Alex Joneses. I can tune in. Limbaugh is forced to join us now. Glenn Beck sounds like an Alex Jones clone now on 90% of what he does. I'm happy. It's wonderful. I just want to beat the New World Order. I don't want to see socialism take over. I don't want to see the family broken up. I don't want to see our guns taken. I don't want to see more Agenda 21 where they shut down all their competition completely. With small businesses absolutely hammered under taxes. I mean, listen, I thought I could expand because we pay all the unconstitutional taxes, so we got to keep our nose completely clean. And I go to multiple CPAs, but I do a conservative tax filing to make sure they can't come back after me, because they've tried. Can you imagine? And they just said, no, all the write-offs are gone, all the loopholes are gone, all of it's gone, and I'm now like France or something, because I have a bunch of employees and have bought new equipment and tried to upgrade. I'm paying more money in taxes. I'm actually paying negative out. I've gone to tax lawyers, you name it, and they go, no. You got to go to the feds and try to get a waiver. You got to go give money to politicians. If you spend $100,000, you'll get all these waivers. I'd have to hire all these lawyers and spend millions of dollars, and I'd be basically tax exempt. I mean, this country is nuts. It is crazy, folks. Just like France has over 100% tax on middle class. People go, you're lying. No, that's Reuters. That's AP. That's Forbes. A 105% tax. In fact, I always keep saying 100%. And that's incorrect. See, I tend to downgrade things because I can't believe it myself. It's 105%. There's the headline. French tax soars over 100 to 105%. And you're like, how do they do that? Because they're destroying people. The entire socialist class is tax exempt and have Swiss bank accounts, and it came out a year ago, and no one got in trouble. There are French bureaucrats who have jobs making 300,000 euros a year. That's tax exempt. They actually have exemptions, like Obamacare. They're exempt from taxes. The EU bureaucrats are exempt. And then they go, well, why does this politician have $1 billion or €1 billion in a Swiss account, and no one gets in trouble. It's just like the Attorney General with Lois Lerner going after the Tea Party, perjuring in Congress. She's not going to get in trouble. She's estimated to get over $2 million if she just lives another 10 years in her pension of taxpayer money. She's going to get $2 million. $2 million, bare minimum, for committing crimes and persecuting people like the Soviet Union. I want to give out the number. I want to get your take on Ted Cruz's speech and play some clips of it. 800-259-9231. Look, I don't screen your calls. But, man, I'm opening the phones up about Ted Cruz, the man of the month, the man of the year. Because that, let me tell you something, folks. I've tried to do 24-hour broadcast, and I can do it, but I turn into a bumbling moron, even playing like hour-long videos and stuff. That's shitting on my butt. But they say it's better to actually stand. Ted Cruz went 21 hours, was still ready to go. He's going to be on Limbaugh later today. He literally is manning up and going over everything and being funny about it at the same time. It's that spirit of liberty. It's that leadership. People say, oh, it's too big, the spy grid, the torture grid, the military has too much power. The military's all waking up. The police, I know, are all waking up. People decide we're just beaten by Hillary and Harry Reid and the Rothschilds and the Rockefellers and a bunch of globalists. Most of the rich people I know, and I've gotten to know a lot of them over the years, they all know about the New World Order. They're all upset. They don't like the way it's going. They just try to shut up because they're scared, and they're not realizing shutting up's not going to protect them. They're all getting hammered. People worth hundreds of millions of dollars, people with billions of dollars in assets in Hollywood and in construction and in food and restaurants and companies and sports teams. And, you know, I mean, talk about growing up. I was at Charlie Sheen's house. God bless him before he went off the rails and everything, but he's better now. Good friend of mine. A really smart guy when he's not focused on the ladies and everything. And in his own words, he makes Errol Flynn look like a wimp. That's not bragging. That's fact. Makes Casanova look weak. The point is that I knew Charlie back when he was married to Denise Richards and totally straight, just drinking coffee, smoking cigarettes, and exercising. And really a very smart person. And, of course, I've known him all through the years since about 2005. But I remember he wanted to put Loose Change Final Cut in theaters. And it was a real rollout through Mark Cuban's company. And Mark Cuban was going to put like $10 million behind it. Sounds like a lot. It's not, but for a rollout and to put it in theaters. And he said, yeah, I think it's suspicious. And I was there when he was in speakerphone conversations with him. And then Mark calls up, and he goes, yeah, they must be listening to my phones and stuff. I have this problem all the time. I just got a call from the White House. They're going to put me in jail. They said they're going to find something I've done in the stock market. I've not done anything. I got to bow out of this, man. I mean, they're listening to the phones. I just got threatened. They didn't care. They still went after him with the Securities and Exchange Commission over some $800,000 stock deal. The guy was worth billions of dollars, claiming, you know, that he knew about it, and it was like Martha Stewart. It was nothing. And it came out in the New York Times. The emails they even sent him saying, "We're going to put you in jail for talking about 9/11 being an inside job." And Cuban even rolled over, and they started an SEC investigation and told him and told his lawyers, we don't care. Now, he beat them, but they still keep coming after him. Because if anybody gets out of line, if one ant stands up, they might all stand up. Now, I was sworn to secrecy on that, and then later told I could talk about it once the Cuban released the email. Did anybody get in trouble with the undersecretary of the Security and Exchange Commission, the assistant to the head of the Securities and Exchange Commission, telling him that we're going to put you in jail? And then so arrogant, sending emails saying we're going to set you up and send you to jail. See, that's the thing you've got to understand, folks, is that there is an intimidation campaign going on. And everyone basically gives into it, and that's why we're in so much trouble, because no one can say no, so these crooks have unlimited power. The truth is now, though, we had a major whistleblower who was on a tarmac at a U.S. Air Force base with an aircraft loaded with weapons to fly to the Middle East, Tosh Plumlee yesterday, very famous whistleblower, still works for the CIA. Because he's on the light side. There's light side, dark side. And he said, they're going to come after me. They may kill me. Off air, he was saying, yeah, this is it, but I had to do it for my family. I'm 76 and I'm ready. And that really happened yesterday. He said, I have the NATO source. He goes, basically, he's been flying in there himself. I mean, he says, that's how I make my living, but I'm not going to be part of this, arming Al-Qaeda. This is a guy been flying guns since the 50s. He flew guns to set up Fidel Castro to begin with. That's in the church hearings, 1977. That guy's famous, folks. Hadn't been heard from in decades. Gagged in 1991 by Congress. Just went public, basically broke federal gag orders on air. I went along with it. Here I am. Come put me in jail, you criminals. We've got to draw our line in the sand, just like the Alamo, and say, you know what? We're all in. Cards on the table. Let's go. And if they kill me or somebody else, folks, that's just the way it is. That's what it takes to be free. That's what our forebears did. That is an honor. Being a man doesn't mean you go to football games and strut around and act tough. Being a man means you do the right thing. You've got to stand for something or you'll fall for anything. You've got to be your own man, not a puppet on a string. Never compromise what's right and uphold your family name. You've got to stand for something or you'll fall for anything. You can laugh at that cheesy country song, but that says it all. We might have been better off or lived in a bigger house if Dad had done a little more giving in, a little more backing down. But we always had plenty. You see, folks, the only reason we have anything is because there have been moral people in this country. There have been a lot of evil people, too. But when the morals go out the door, it's like the oxygen in a spaceship, folks. It's like opening the bulkhead. And the New World Order saying, open the door, open the door. We're your friends. And like crazy people, we're opening the door for all the promised goodies Obama's going to give us. And even when he cons everybody and the con is on, he's like, just follow me more. You'll get the free stuff. Follow me more. They're like, here's some free food. Here's some free housing. But we're going to take your kids and give you all these shots. We love you. We love you. There's a science fiction movie, I can't remember the name of it, where the woman's lost her kid, and there's basically like these entities that are trying to trick them to open the bulkheads and stuff, and she's like, it's my child, I've got to see him, and she opens it up and gets sucked out into space. That's in a couple movies, but you know, that's kind of the analogy. They're like, come, we're your friends, like sirens, happy, we're loving, don't listen to the hateful man, he talks in a gruff voice, men are bad, talking in an NPR voice, we're friends. Open the gate. Open it. You open the gate and a bunch of demons pour in. I mean, it's so incredible to see all this happening and to see history taking place right now. I want to play a funny clip from Ted Cruz where he was doing his Darth Vader imitation at 5 in the morning after he'd already been up there for 15 hours or so. Here is a clip of him describing Obama as Darth Vader.
We need a rebellion against oppression. It reminded me of a movie series that was in the theaters when the senator from Kentucky and I were both kids, young adults, and that was the Star Wars franchise. The discussion of a rebellion against oppression, I think it captures a lot of what's going on here. And I will confess that phrase, a rebellion against oppression, conjured up to me the Rebel Alliance fighting against the Empire. The Empire being the Washington, D.C. establishment. And indeed, immediately on hearing that phrase, I wondered if at some point we were going to see a tall gentleman in a mechanical breathing apparatus come forward and say in a deep voice, Mike Lee, I am your father.
Oh, man. And I tell you where Ted Cruz gets it is his dad. Obviously, in the last few months, he's been giving speeches. I want to get him on the show, by the way. And we've really seen how articulate and intelligent Ted Cruz's dad is, who lived under Fidel Castro. And it's good to see Cubans who fight tyranny instead of our Austin police chief, whose dad ran guns to fight the communists down there, who says he's a big patriot, but goes and joins Obama to take our guns. I, I bet Art Aceveda could get a position under Fidel Castro if he goes to Cuba. I bet they can make him a police chief, and he can take all the guns. Well, he already took them. And I'm not trying to sit here and pick fights with people, but I'm sick of folks saying they're patriots and not being real patriots. It's disgusting. And it's time for us to stop being nice and playing patty cake with everybody. We're going to start the next hour here in about 10 minutes, and I'll go to Sean and Dave and Chad and Robert and Bill and get everybody's take on that. I want to play, after the break, last 4 or 5 minutes of Ted Cruz when we come back, of his 21-hour filibuster he gave today. And then there's all the other news that we haven't gotten to. We have, again, YouTube censoring documented facts with Dr. Jerome Corsi about Obama arming al-Qaeda. That's a fact. And it being connected, those groups, to the Nairobi attack in Kenya. They are now censoring that video. They are now blocking that video for the general public. You cannot watch it on smartphones. I checked two of them this morning. And on the regular computer, you have to agree that you're an adult to see the evil because it's potentially offensive or graphic. It's not true. And, hey, usually when I criticize Saudi Arabia funding al-Qaeda, they actually take the video down. And then I have to threaten to sue YouTube. People go, well, why don't you just leave YouTube? They hold themselves out as a commons. They build themselves on the content we produce. Our goal is just to reach the general public because we're on AM and FM stations and shortwave and XM, and that's great to reach libertarian conservative listeners. I want to be on YouTube to reach the general dumbed-down public. That's why we're there. That's why we have PrisonPlanet.tv to feed it so that they can't shut us down. So everybody should become PrisonPlanet.tv members. It's $5.95 a month, 11 memberships. You can see all the stuff uncensored.
I'm sick of how the big drug companies are keeping men from fixing their ED without pills. Matt Cook here from GetEDSolutions.com, and I've helped thousands of men fully recover from ED without pills, pumps, or supplements. But the big drug companies collect $5 billion in revenue from sales of ED medications. They don't want my message to get out.
Things are so much better now. Everything kind of came back overnight. My girlfriend, very happy.
I purchased your product yesterday, and it was fantastic.
I have used your system for about 3 weeks, and I'm already seeing great results.
If you're one of the 52% of men who suffer ED, you must go to my website at GetEDSolutions.com and watch an instant web class that shows you how to get rid of your ED forever from the privacy of your own home. That's GetEDSolutions.com for an eye-opening web class you can watch instantly. You'll never be the same, and your wife or girlfriend will thank you because you are smart enough not to just believe the big drug companies, but to find out the truth about ED at GetEDSolutions.com. That's GetEDSolutions.com. GetEDSolutions.com.
Available only at HempUSA.org. It's the first aid stick, and it's a must-have in any medical kit. With fast, chemical-free healing, the first aid stick stops bleeding, kills bacteria, is great for acne, insect bites, minor cuts and abrasions, will last for years, and is just $11.95. Everyone needs the first aid stick in their emergency kit. Call 888-910-4367. 888-910-4367. The first aid stick, only at HempUSA.org.
What if you had a witness everywhere you drive? Now you can with Video-Cam.com. From truckers to motorcyclists, the handy Video-Cam can be used for insurance claims, accidents, police encounters, road rage, or natural disasters. Has instant screen playback and optional night vision. Get the best quality, affordable HD dash cameras available at Video-Cam.com. That's Video-Cam.com. Or call 855-855-2022. Always have a witness with Video-Cam.
Introducing Pro One. All of your filtration in one system, portable, on the go. No more do you have two or three filters to just reduce sodium fluoride. You have a system that cuts out the sodium fluoride and up to 95% of hydrofluorosilicic acid. Advanced manufacturing technology combines silver impregnated white ceramic with new Aquametics advanced media for removal of fluoride and other heavy metals, all in one filter element. It is the only one that does it, and out of the gate, we have it discounted at 10% off with promo code WATER. This is the only system that in one unit helps reduce or remove pesticides, herbicides, chloramines, ammonia, and chlorine. Hydrofluorosilicic acid, the most common form of fluoride not covered by other fluoride filter brands, and sodium hexafluorosilicate. Get your Pro Pure with a new Pro One filter today at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling 888-253-3139.
Freedom is just another word for nothing left to lose.
You know, out in Hollywood. Hollywood, they are buying up armored cars that electrocute people, luxury cars, or that shock people in record numbers. You gotta love how all the anti-gun people have bodyguards, they have special permits, they have armed guards at their houses like Piers Morgan, but they don't want you to be able to be armed. And now there's been another shooting outside of New Jersey Mall, obviously, so they're making a big deal out of some gang-related event. With perception over reality, with overall crime involving guns down 49% since 1992, Justice Department's own numbers. Look it up. They hate that fact. They absolutely hate the fact. Meanwhile, leftists who cheered abortion filibusters slam Ted Cruz. That's up on Infowars.com. The very same Huffington Post that filibuster heard around the world about the partial birth abortion pusher down here in Texas that they love so much. Meanwhile, they say Cruz hijacks Senate till I'm unable to stand, and they all talk about how disgusting and horrible he is. Yeah, that terrible guy. He's not for killing babies and having the government pay for it. Double down, Obamacare will increase average individual market insurance premiums by 99% for men, 62% for women. That's a national average. In states like Tennessee, it's a 290% increase for men, 197% for women. I'm sorry. The government wrote it. I mean, with a bunch of insurance companies, what do you think they're going to do? They're going to rape you. But why don't you just stick an Obama sticker on your car and just be a chump? I know it's fun, so go ahead and do it. Please become a member of PrisonPlanet.tv. I was just mentioning it. It's so important with the censorship we're seeing on YouTube. I don't even know how long we'll be able to be on there or how long I'll even let our stuff be on there. I'm really torn. You got to go to PrisonPlanet.tv where the site really works well, and it's a clean site, and it's 18 years of material, and all my films, and the nightly news, and the daytime show archived, and live streaming, PrisonPlanet.tv. 11 people can use each membership. It's the best deal out there to get the word out. Please support us. Become a member today. PrisonPlanet.tv. You got any questions, you can call us at 888-253-3139. Let's go out to break here with Ted Cruz's final comments after 21 hours that ended just about an hour ago. Here it is.
I thank the senator from Idaho for his question and for his steadfast leadership and willingness to stand up and fight for the American people to stop this train wreck that is Obamacare. And the answer to my friend's question is, of course, no. Small businesses all over this country are getting hammered by Obamacare. And, you know, the real losers are not even the small business owners. The real losers are the people, the teenage kids who would get hired, the single moms who would get hired, the African Americans, the Hispanics, who are suddenly finding themselves either without a job or forcibly reduced to 29 hours a week and denied the opportunity to get to that first rung of the economic ladder, which would give them the second and the third and the fourth. Millions of Americans are hurting under Obamacare. And it is my plea to this body, to the Democrats, that they listen to the unions that are asking on behalf of millions of Americans who are struggling to repeal Obamacare, and that we not have a system where the rich and powerful, where big corporations and members of Congress are treated to a different set of rules than hardworking Americans. President Obama has granted exemptions illegally to big businesses and members of Congress. I don't think the American people should be subject to harsher rules. And so my plea to this body is that we listen to the American people, because if we listen to our constituents, the answer is defund this bill that isn't working, that's hurting the American people, that's killing jobs, that's forcing people into part-time work, that's driving up health insurance premiums, and that's causing millions to lose or fear that they will lose their health insurance. I will close, as the time is wrapping up, by noting when at noon we will have a prayer. And I think it's fitting that this debate conclude with a prayer, because I would ask that everyone in this body ask for the Lord's guidance.
Amen to that.
On how we best listen to our constituents, listen to the pleas for help that are coming from our constituents.
That's right. All right, folks, second hour coming up, then Harry Reid interrupted.
This is GCN.
Why does the United States spend the largest percentage of GDP in the world on healthcare? Why do we have the highest cancer rates on the planet? The highest rates of diabetes, autism, and every other major disease? It all comes down to one thing. We are what we eat. Our food is devoid of nutrition and processed with poisons and additives. Our water is filled with toxic poisons and big pharma runoff. All of this has been engineered by design. We can turn the tide against the eugenicist by giving ourselves the nutrients our body desperately needs. To learn more, visit InfoWarsHealth.com. The site is literally packed with audio and video featuring top health professionals who don't bow down to big pharma. The fight against the New World Order starts with you, and you can't stand against the machine if you're sick, tired, and obese. When you visit InfoWarsHealth.com, be sure and check out the catalog with nearly 400 life-changing products, and get free shipping when you sign up for AutoShip.